Okay, so I wanted to continue some of the halachos of Chol HaMoed that we've been discussing. We gave an introduction to Malachan Chol HaMoed, whether it's Doreis or Derabbanan. The reason for the Isser, we also then discussed some of the kulas on Chol HaMoed, the category of Ochel Nefesh, which of course is a broadly defined category, and then we spoke about the category of Tzarech HaMoed, which means that things which are necessary for the Moed itself, you're allowed to do, providing it is a Maisa Hedyot, not Maisa Umin, that is basic Judaism. The next two categories I want to talk about today, and hopefully we'll get to both of them, is the category of Dovar HaAved, and the category of Tzarchei Rabim. Both Dovar HaAved and Tzarchei Rabim appear in the first Mishnah in Moed Katan. The Mishnah tells us on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, the Mishnah writes that Mashkin Beis Hashlochin B'Moed Bein Miman Sheyotze B'Tchila Bein Miman Shelo Yotze B'Tchila. In other words, if I have a Beis Hashlochin is the type of field which is in the mountain, and if you're not mashke, if you don't water it, the field can be destroyed and you have significant hefsid, so you're allowed to be mashke the Beis Hashlochin from the Ma'ayon. However, the Mishnah says, Ein mashke mi megeshamim, but you can't use megeshamim. In other words, what I'm allowed to do is take a river and divert the river so that the field gets irrigated. However, what I'm not allowed to do is take buckets and fill the buckets with water to irrigate the field. Meaning, what the Mishnah is telling me is that we permit Dovar HaAved on Chol HaMoed. It's good to see you, Ben. We permit Dovar HaAved on Chol HaMoed as long as there's no Tircha Yisera. Dovar HaAved is fine, but if there is significant Tircha involved, if you have to go to the river and fill up buckets, etc., 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 so then we do not permit Dovar HaAved Ad Kan Divrei HaMishnah. So that's the basic rule of Dovar HaAved that appears on Daf Beis Amud Aleph. We'll analyze it more in a few minutes. The other halacha that I want to discuss today, which also appears on Beis Amud Aleph, is the halacha of Tzarchei Rabim. Right? It says that misaknin es ha-drachim, ves ha-rechovos, ves ha-mikvais, that you're allowed to repair roads on Chol HaMoed. That is going to be a heter based on Tzarchei Rabim, and hopefully we'll talk about that a little bit later. Okay, so let's begin with Dovar HaAved. As we mentioned last time, Dovar HaAved Mamish sounds like Reform Judaism, no? I'm going to do work on Chol HaMoed because if I don't do work on Chol HaMoed, I'll lose money. Like, that really sounds not the tradition that we have of halachically abiding Jews. So, what's the heter for Dovar HaAved? So, last time we learned, we mentioned the famous yesod of the Keren Ora, that if malacha on Chol HaMoed is necessary, malacha on Chol HaMoed can be done, because if I would not do malacha, or let's say backwards, the reason why it's also do malacha, explains the Keren Ora, is because I have a mitzvah simchas yontif. I'm supposed to enjoy Chol HaMoed. When it comes to Dovar HaAved, if I'm not going to do malacha, so that will detract from my simcha. So the heter to do malacha by Dovar HaAved is in order not to detract from my simcha. Consequently, when it comes to Tircha Yisera, so the additional Tircha will, by definition, detract from my simcha. So that's why it's going to be a problem. And this, of course, leads the Rishonim to say there's like a complicated balance here. How much Aveda does there have to be? How much money do you have to lose? How much Tircha does it have to be in order to be usher? These are judgment calls, and this is the type of things that the poskim get involved in. Okay, then you have the mechashiv, the hefzid, neged, hatircha. That's point one. Point two. Dabar ha'aved is only, the Ramban explains, based on a Gemara in Yud Aleph, Dabar ha'aved is only if I will lose the Keren, not if I will lose the profits. Let me explain. There's a case in the Gemara about how a bunch of fish ended up in someone's field on Chol HaMoed. So are you allowed to take those fish? There's going to be some Isser involved in taking a bunch of fish together. Are you allowed to do that? So the Gemara says, well, it's not called Davar HaAved. If it would be called Davar HaAved, so you're even allowed to do it with a Maisa Uman. A professional is allowed to do a Davar HaAved. But in that case, the Gemara says, is not Davar HaAved. And the Ramban explains the reason why that is not Davar HaAved is because you're not losing anything. The fish happen to show up on your field. They just came. So you're losing a gain. You're losing a profit. You're losing a benefit. But that's not called a loss in halacha. The halacha views loss only as a loss of the keren. Loss of profit is not going to be considered loss. Now, what does that mean? That means as follows. If I have a job, and by not going to work on Chol HaMoed, I might lose my job. Am I allowed to work on Chol HaMoed? What would you say? Is that Minyas Revach, or is that Hefzer? It's hard for me to hear. Can you speak louder? That's Hefzer, because I have a job and I'll lose my job, no? That's Hefzer. It's not my money, that's true, but the poskim say the job is mine. And to lose something that's mine is by definition, Davar HaAved, that's by definition Hefzer. I don't own the money, but I own the job. Well, I mean, I have the job. It's mine. If I'm going to lose anything, that's called Davar HaAved. But lacking benefit is not called Davar HaAved. Now, what's considered something that I have? It's not so pashut. Let's say I run a small business. There used to be these things in the country a long time ago. In ancient history, when we had minyanim, there were things called small businesses that would operate. I have customers who come regularly. If I'm going to close my shop for Chol HaMoed, my customers are going to look around for another store that sells umbrellas, and they might find another store that sells umbrellas, and I'm going to lose that customer. Would you say that's called Davar HaAved? Is losing a customer the same as losing a job? Yes. Right, so many poskim say, you know what, if you might lose your customers, and the poskim will say you should ask a shayla about this because it's not so simple, don't draw your own conclusions, but if you might lose a customer is something that the halacha views like you have already. And therefore, if I might lose a customer, that is called Davar HaAved. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky was not convinced. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky felt that, you know what? What are you worried? You're going to lose a customer? Rabbi Yaakov was a pikeach. He says, listen, if you offer a good product and you offer good services, the fact that you're closed for 1 week doesn't mean you're going to lose your customer. What, you take no vacation? You don't go away? If you go away during the summer, you take a vacation, you close your shop, you're not worried you're going to lose the customer permanently. So therefore, Rabbi Yaakov says, that's not called real hefzid. That's called minyas revach. And therefore, Rabbi Yaakov feels that that is going to be usher. Okay, again, my understanding is that small businesses at the time when they were allowed to be open, small businesses would be open on Chol HaMoed based on this idea that they're worried about losing customers. There's another cheshbin to permit businesses to be open on Chol HaMoed. And that is, let's say, for example, I run a factory. And in my factory, I have workers. And my workers are going to get paid no matter what. My workers have a year-long contract. And my workers have a union. And they're going to get paid. So if I close my factory for this week, what I am really doing is I am losing money. Because I have to pay my workers, but I don't get what the factory produces. So the poskim say that's called davar ha'aved. Because I'm going to lose money, the money that I would have to pay my workers anyway. That's called davar ha'aved. They say, you know what, you should make a cheshbon. Actually, I should say that Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says he doesn't like this at all. Because if that's the case, people may come with some argument. You know what, Shabbos, Yom Tov also. What's so bad if I have my factory open? What malach am I doing? And maybe I'm going to lose money. And people might make a cheshbin. And therefore, if Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says, you know what, this cheshbin that you have to pay the workers anyway, if Shlomo Zalman does not like. Again, we're just trying. So the assumption is that that's called some sort of Zilzal Shabbos. A Jew is going. First of all, there's an Isser of Schar Shabbos. I'm not allowed to earn money. I'm not allowed to earn money on Shabbos. Here, if you look in the Shmir Shabbos Kolchasa, this is chapter 67, Halacha Yud Beis. He writes in footnote 40, Shamatim Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach Yesh L'Fak Betuva L'Heter De'Avim Ninkel Teshebika Haigavna in Elvelos. Mikomakam, since you may cholamoed is aser ba'avoda, and it doesn't come suddenly, everybody knows that there's going to be cholamoed during the year. Lachin, kemosha beit charoshet sagur b'shabbatot v'yamim tovim, kach gam b'moed. Right, you have to close your factory on Shabbos and Yantiv. You have to close your factory on cholamoed also. Even though the workers get their full salary, nonetheless, the balabais has to really take into cheshbin when he calculates the salary of the workers that they're going to have this week of Chol HaMoed off. He won't be earning profit on Chol HaMoed. That's Rav Shlomo Zalman's cheshbin. Again, I think many people are makel, but like what we've seen since the beginning, people are too often makel on Chol HaMoed in ways which are not really proper. A couple of years ago, someone asked me the following shaila. He is building a new house. It was a guy who's moving out of Washington Heights, and he's moving to Teaneck. And he has workers building a house for him. Nebuch, right? I feel with you, right? Moving to Teaneck. So he has workers who he's paying to build the house. He has a contractor. He has all the day laborers. Are they allowed to work on Chol HaMoed? He's going to be paying them if they don't work. Is that considered, is there a heter to have the workers work on Chol HaMoed to build his house? So it's the factory case, but it's a little different. In other words, in the factory case, I'm paying my workers and I get a product which I sell. And when I have my balance sheet, I calculate the profits from selling my apple juice versus the expenditures of my workers. Over here, I'm not doing a balance sheet. My question is, do I have a house? I don't have a house. So it's going to take more time, correct, and my house won't be ready 7 days after Pesach. It's going to be ready now 10 days after Pesach because I lose 3 days of work. But the pashtus is, there's no heter to do that on Chol HaMoed. Because the only thing I would gain is added benefit. I'm going to gain a couple of extra days in my house. Right? It's a little different than the factory workers case, no? If I'm staying in a hotel, that's different. But over here, the case is, look, he had a different place to live. He had an apartment in the Heights. And he's paying rent until the end of the month anyway, no? Now, if I'm staying in a hotel, that's like a chov. I have a debt. Is it called a hefsed to offset a debt that I have? Am I allowed to work in Chol HaMoed? Because if I don't work, if I do work, I'll pay off my debt early. If I pay off my debt early, I'll have less interest payments. No? If I don't work in Chol HaMoed, I'll earn less money. I'll have a higher interest payments. I'm losing money. So poskim are makon on that. If you look in the Dir Shu Mishnah Brura, at the beginning of Tav Kuf Lamed Zayin, he gives a whole group of poskim who say that you're allowed to do malacha on Chol HaMoed in order to earn money so that you could pay your chovos. That is the assumption. Again, very hard to calculate, I think, what exactly is considered menias revach, what's considered losing profit, and what's considered losing money, not so pashat. Now, all the cases that I gave so far have involved a word which I've been saying a few times and no one picked up on. And that word is called I might lose money. No? When I talk about my workers, when I talk about my customers, what's going to happen? I close for Chol HaMoed, I might lose them. It's not really Dover HaAved. It's really Suffolk Dover HaAved. Can I be makel on Suffolk Dover HaAved? It's a strong kasha. Bir Halacha, being of Tav Kuf Lamed Zayin, at first thinks that this question depends on whether Malach on Chol HaMoed is Dairais or Dirabbanon. Because if Malach on Chol HaMoed is Dirabbanon, I'll say Suffolk Dirabbanon Lahakel. And I could be Mekel for Suffolk Dover HaAved. But if Malach on Chol HaMoed is Dairaisa, so then I have to say Suffolk Dairaisa Lahachmir, then I should not be able to be Mekel on Suffolk Dover HaAved. That's what the Mishnah Berurah thinks originally. And he quotes some of the poskim who make a tully in that. But then the Mishnah Berurah does his name game. And he says, well, the Rashba is make on Suffolk Dover HaAved, and yet the Rashba feels that Chol HaMoed Malacha is Da'iraisa, so therefore the Achtikul Torah is wrong. So therefore the Mishnah Berurah comes and he says, you know what? Suffolk Dover HaAved has to be Mutter, and I have a Raya that Suffolk Dover HaAved is Mutter. The Mishnah on Daf Yud Ches writes that you're allowed to write a get on Chol HaMoed. Now, when you think about it, writing a get is not a simple heter. When you write a get, we write a get b'ksav ashuris, in Sefer Torah writing. That's considered the type of ksiva which is definitely usur on Chol HaMoed, no? We assume that our writing, our scribble scrabble, it's not like professional, it's not like calligraphy. But calligraphy, you're writing Sefer Torah ksav, that's mamish usur on Chol HaMoed. So how do I write a get on Chol HaMoed? The answer that Taisus gives on Daf Chaf, Taisus writes on Daf Yud Ches, excuse me, is that writing a get on Chol HaMoed is a Dover HaAved. Why? Because maybe the husband's going to run away. And maybe the wife is going to remain an Aguna L'Olam Va'ed. And to avoid this wife being an Aguna, that's a real Dover HaAved. So therefore, Zok Taisus, I write the get on Chol HaMoed, to avoid the potential igun. Now that is Suffolk Dover HaAved. Says the Bir Halacha, you see from that Taisus, that Taisus is Mekol on Suffolk Dover HaAved, and that's the Psak Halacha L'maisa according to the Bir Halacha, that even if you hold Melach and Chol HaMoed Doiraisa, you could be Mekol on Suffolk Dover HaAved. It happens that come on, ein lecha aveda gedola mizu. This wife will never get a get. Absolutely. There's some Rishonim who write, you have to speak to the people at Ora, right? The Orthodox group for the resolution of Agunot. Of course it's a davar ha'aved. Not to have a get, right? Chas v'chalila.
A little more expensive.
Again, I'm not...
monetary loss. So once you're including monetary loss in hefsid, then time is also hefsid.
Again, monetary loss is for sure hefsid. Right? What we're saying is non-monetary loss is even greater hefsid. Keeping someone in a marriage where they don't want to be, right, and potentially the husband's not going to be there, she's going to be in aguna. It's hard for me to understand what the havamina is, even that would not be hefsid.
Because there's no money involved. So if you're saying that's hefsid, then the time case by the house where I have to pay the workers, or I shouldn't let the work on Chol Hamoed, that is, I'm losing my time. That's a hefsid.
I think losing time is much less of a hefsid than losing years and years and years, potentially, of misery. Again, what we spoke about before. The idea is I have to calculate the amount of hefsid versus the amount of tircha, etc. I think it's a davar pashut. If money is hefsid, certainly remaining in aguna has to be hefsid. That much I agree with. Again, it's a taisus. It's a taisus. Taisus says that's called a davar ha'aved. Now, here's the thing, though. Although Tosa says it's a davar ha'aved, Maimonides disagrees. The Rambam writes in Perek Zayin that the reason why you're allowed to write a Gen Chol Hamoed is because it's called Tzarchei Rabim. And Tzarchei Rabim, right, that's what we had at the end of the Mishnah, just like fixing the roads is a Tzarchei Rabim. So the Rambam writes that Tzarchei Rabim includes writing a get. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, the jury. How is a get, which is given to a single woman, how is a get considered Tzarchei Rabim? Any suggestions? No suggestions. So I'll have to tell you what I think. I think the Rambam understands that Tzarchei Rabim means something that is a community obligation, not something that the community benefits from. Writing a get is Tzarchei Rabim, because the community has a responsibility. It's a Bezdin responsibility. That means it's a communal responsibility to make sure that people get divorced. Tzarchei Rabim. The Mishnah Daf Ches speaks about digging graves on Chol Hamoed. The Ramban, the Mishnah writes that you're allowed to expand a grave, you can't dig a grave for new. The Ramban writes, the reason you can expand a grave is a Tzarchei Rabim, that's mutter. But to dig a grave for new, you can't do, because that's a Maisa Umen, and we only permit Tzarchei Rabim with Maisa Umen if it is with Tzarech HaMoed. Since the person could die after Chol Hamoed, so to dig a grave is not permitted. By the way, this is Mamish Nogela Maisa, no? Are you allowed to dig graves? The practice in the Sefer Hasidim is that you don't dig graves before people die. Are we allowed to have grave diggers dig graves on Chol Hamoed? Because we know that due to COVID-19, people are going to be dying right away. In Yerushalayim, Beis HaMageifa, I believe Reb Hirsch Pesach Franke has in his tshuvas that they would dig graves against it's the tzavah of Reb Yehuda Achos. They would dig graves before the person died, and they would just cover it over because they know the person's going to die. And the person might die mamish right before Yontif, and you want to get the person in. Oy, these are hard shailas. But the point is, I think, if you ask me, I would tell you that Safek Davar Ha'aved is mutter, according to Taisus, who understands that the reason why I write Gittin on Chol Hamoed is because it's a Davar Ha'aved, because the husband might go away. But the Rambam does not say that reason. And the Rambam says that the reason why it's mutter is because it's considered Tzarchei Rabim. And the Rambam redefines Tzarchei Rabim. So it's entirely possible that the Rambam holds that Safek Davar Ha'aved is not mutter. If you look in the Chol Hamoed book, he has like Be'urim in the back. One of the Be'urim in Siman Zayin, the Chol Hamoed book writes that there's a Magen Avraham who says that if a chicken runs away off the eggs Are you allowed to put the chicken back on the eggs of Chol HaMoed? So Magen Avraham writes, you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to do that if the chicken had been there for a few days beforehand. Why not? Well, it might be Davar HaAved, it might not be Davar HaAved, and therefore it's Avser. You see that he answers Safik Davar HaAved. So the Chol HaMoed book works very hard to answer that kasha. I don't like what he says. I don't like his mahalach. His mahalach is that there's a difference between the suffik in the future, suffik in the past, and a mekon suffik davar avid in the future, but a suffik l'sha avar, that's what we had like in the case of suffik psik resha. Suffik l'sha avar is usser. I don't like that whole approach because it seems to me that suffik psik resha, suffik l'sha avar is more of a reason why it should be mekon, not more of a reason it should be usser. I don't understand his whole mahalach. We have a kasha. How can I possibly be make on Suffolk Davar HaAved once I hold that Malachim Chol HaMoed is Dairaisa? So I'll tell you the pshat. The pshat is what we said before. Since Malachim Chol HaMoed is only usher because it will detract from Yasinchas Yontiv, so if it's a Davar HaAved, by not going to work, it will shter me, it will disturb me, and that itself would detract from my Simchas Yontiv. So I would argue that Suffik Davar HaAved, the fact that I might lose money, that itself might disturb me and detract from my Simchas Yontiv, and therefore that itself is going to be a kula, Suffik Davar HaAved. There are cases in Shulchan Aruch, no, Suffik Davar HaAved were mekel. If I find an aved on Chol HaMoed, am I allowed to print signs and hang it up? That if anyone found it, that if anyone lost, you know, a puppy, whatever it is, come to Schwartz and collect it.
What's the problem with printing signs?
Let's say it's professional ksiva, right? It's going to be the type of ring that's also on Chol HaMoed. Or am I allowed to do some sort of Chol HaMoed forbidden activities to return the aveda? So that's the question. The Achrayim say it's mutter.
It's a mitzvah.
It's a mitzvah. So what? You can't violate Chol HaMoed to do a mitzvah. But the answer is...
You call it Tzarchei Rabbim, apparently.
Is it Tzarchei Rabbim? Maybe. Maybe according to the Rambam, the heter is going to be because it's Tzarchei Rabbim, because the community has a responsibility to return Avedas. Although Yesh La'ayin, I don't know if Hashavas Avedas is like a Bezdin activity. I think Gittin is a Bezdin activity. Hashavas Aved, I think, is an activity that a Yachid does. But I'll tell you why I think it's... why the Achron says it's...
Don't write...
Yeah?
Wait, Bate Din write Gittin?
Gittin has always been, throughout Jewish history, Gittin has always been a Bezdin responsibility. Whether that is a din that's an absolute requirement or it's a din that just fell that way, but it's always been a... But Rashi on Daf Beis and Sanhedrin is meduyak that you need a Besen to write a get. That's what the Urza Rua has. That's what the Ramah quotes in Shulchan Aruch. We always write Gittin with a Besen. Always, yeah.
And it doesn't matter that it's not a real Kavua Besen. It's just whoever's
up. It's the type of Besen that we have today. Again, Besen today has a responsibility for the community. Besen represents the community in halachic matters. What we have today is a Besen, yeah. So let's go slowly. The poskim say the reason why you're allowed to return the avedas on Chol HaMoed is it's a suffik davar ha'aved. Suffik davar ha'aved in the sense, maybe the guy who lost this puppy is a visitor in Shnippishak on Chol HaMoed. And if I'm not going to be mefarsim the aved on Chol HaMoed, maybe Yanko Shmero Getzel Genendol might never get his or her aveda back. So that's why. That's why I could do it. Because we paskin that suffik davar ha'aved is going to be mutter. Next
this
question.
Is not my aveda? Is this someone else's aveda?
I find the aveda, it's someone else's aveda, but it's a suffik that maybe the person who lost the item is only here for a few days, and maybe, that person might not be able to get the aveda afterwards.
So even though it's not my aveda, even though I'm not going to lose anything.
Someone else will lose stuff. I permit... It's considered davar ha'aved if someone else might lose. That's right. By the way, we had that idea by the get, as understood by Tosfos. I'm not going to lose. I'm the cipher. I'm the dayan. I'm not going to lose anything. That woman will lose. She'll be the aguna. But still, davar ha'avid is permitted for somebody else. Absolutely. That's the halacha of davar ha'avid. And suffix davar ha'avid is mutter as well. Now, the achronim say that we don't permit davar ha'avid if it's mechavein melach dolam moed. If you could have done the action before Chalom Moed, and you decide to do it on Chalom Moed, then we don't give you the kula of Davar HaAved. So Yesh La'ayin, am I mechuyev to take all my vacation days on Chalom Moed? Let's say I have 6 vacation days over the course of the year. Non-sick days, whatever. People get sick days and vacation days. You have 6 vacation days. Am I allowed to save up my vacation days to have a week's vacation in the summer? Or do I have to take my vacation on Chol HaMoed? So that's a real question. Am I allowed to take my vacation during the summer? Or am I mechuyev to take my vacation on Chol HaMoed? That's a question. So now, Reb Moshe Feinstein writes in the Truva in the back of the Chol HaMoed book, Simen Yud Ches, that you are not mechuyev to give up your summer vacation. The Be'er Moshe disagrees. Many poskim, however, come with a compromise opinion. They say, let's see, if it's summertime already and I have vacation coming to me, I don't have to defer my vacation for Chol HaMoed Sukkos. But if at the beginning of the year I'm given a few vacation days, I really should take my vacation on Chol HaMoed. It's not proper to work on Chol HaMoed. You should really take vacation on Chol HaMoed in order to fulfill Chol HaMoed properly. Again, so some of the discussions that we're having about Chol HaMoed in terms of what's considered Davar HaAved, the Mishnah Berurah paskens, by the way, that losing Divrei Torah is Davar HaAved. If I think of a good chiddush in learning, I'm allowed to write it down. It's Davar HaAved. It's Davar HaAved because if I don't write it down on Chol HaMoed, I'll forget it. And even if I won't forget it, after Chol HaMoed, when I sit down to write, it's going to take away time from learning something else. Therefore, it's Davar HaAved. That's what Mishnah Berurah says. The Bach apparently wrote his Sfarim on Chol HaMoed. There's a long Jewish precedent of writing on Chol HaMoed, writing Divrei Torah on Chol HaMoed. We paskin that the kula of Davar HaAved applies on Chol HaMoed, even if what I will lose is going to be something that the loss will happen after Chol HaMoed. Shulchan Aruch says I'm allowed to milk cows on Chol HaMoed. Milking cows is potential hefsed, that if the cow becomes engorged, the cow might not be able to produce milk afterwards. But the loss won't happen on Chol HaMoed. That loss will happen later on. We permit melacha on Chol HaMoed. Milking cows is something we discussed as a full-fledged melacha. It's the melacha of Dash. We had the 7 Shitas of Yishayinim about what melacha is involved. Milking cows is really a melacha on Chol HaMoed, and because it's a melacha on Chol HaMoed, we only permit it because it is a Davar HaAved. These are some of the discussions in Davar HaAved. Do you guys have another 5 minutes and we can talk about Tzarchei Rabim? Yes? Ben? Okay, so let's talk about Tzarchei Rabim. We noted that the Mishnah Daf Beis Amud Aleph says that the community is allowed to build roads on Chol HaMoed. That's a real malacha to build a road. It's bona, etc. You're allowed to build roads on Chol HaMoed because Tzarchei Rabim is mutter on Chol HaMoed. Tzarchei Rabim is put on Chol HaMoed as a Maisa Uman, only if you'll benefit from it on Chol HaMoed. As a Maisa Hedyot, it's Mutter, even if the benefit will come after Chol HaMoed. The reason why Tzarchei Rabim is Mutter on Chol HaMoed is because the Gemara has an expression of Kedera de Beitre lo Chamimi velo Kariri. If a lot of people are responsible for something, it never gets done. Chol HaMoed, you have an opportunity that everyone is off. So let the community sit down and get their job done on Chol HaMoed. So that's why we pave roads on Chol HaMoed. That's why the show board is supposed to meet on Chol HaMoed. Everyone is off. Let them take care of the community responsibilities. That's what it says on Daf Beis Amud Aleph. Now, there are a few caveats over here.
Okay.
Caveat number one, I understand. Caveat number one is the Rush writes that we're only mako on Sarche Rabim if it's the type of thing that there's no one who's identified who's in charge of it. But let's say you have a committee, or you have a person, you have a mayor who's in charge of building the roads. So then we have no kula to build the roads on Chol HaMoed, because my only kula is it might not happen if I don't do it on Chol HaMoed. That's my kula. But if it will definitely happen because there's someone in charge, so then I have no kula of building the road on Chol HaMoed. Next idea. Can you just speak louder, Tatir? Yeah, so that's a good question. Again, I think in our world, I don't know if there's like a set committee because there's many different batei din, and things may happen, they might not happen. But your question is, hey, if one person's in charge, I guess what it means is that if one person's in charge, you know it's going to happen, so that's called, that's not the Tzarchei Rabim, that's Mutter. But if there's one person in charge and it may or may not happen, so I think it still is called Sarche Rabban, that's Mutter. Although it's a good kasha. I have to think about how this works with that Rambam about get. I have to process that. It's a good question, Ben. In Tafkuf Mem Dalet, if Aleph, it says that we only permit Sarche Rabban, I don't fully understand why. We only permit Sarche Rabban if it's a Tzarech Guf HaAdam. I could pave roads, etc. But I'm not allowed to build a shul on Chol HaMoed and claim that that heter is based on Tzarchei Rabim. I can't do that. Because Tzarech HaNefesh, spiritual needs, is not called Tzarchei Rabim. This is already an interesting idea. It comes from a Tshuvas HaRashba. I have to admit, I don't fully understand it, but we pass on this one in Shulchan Aruch. But this one's came up in my shul. I'll tell you why. I'm not sure. I think getting kes might be tzarech haguf, in that I become a free person to get remarried. There's physical benefit. As opposed to the case I'll give, building an Aron Kodesh. Is there any physical benefit in building an Aron Kodesh? Years ago, my shul remodeled. And we were trying to have a Chanukah Sabbais right after Yontiv. And the guy who was building, he was fabricating, that's the term, the Aron Kodesh, wasn't ready yet. He wanted to know, can he work on Chol HaMoed? I felt that's not considered Tzarech HaGuf. And even though having the Aron Kodesh is Tzarechei Rabim, but we only permit Tzarechei Rabim. First of all, we only permit Tzarchei Rabim Maisa Omen if you'll benefit from a Chol HaMoed. It wasn't exactly clear he'd be able to finish a Chol HaMoed. It turned out he needed like an extra week of work, and the 3 days of Chol HaMoed wouldn't have helped him anyway. But even if it's Tzarchei Rabim, that's Tzarech HaGuf, we only permit if it's a Tzarech HaGuf in a physical way, not Tzarech HaGuf in a spiritual way. And therefore, it says in the Rambam, you're not allowed to build a shul on Chol HaMoed. And it seemed to me that you shouldn't build an Aron Kodesh on Chol HaMoed, on Chol HaMoed as well. So again, these are some of the dinim. I think we basically covered the majority of halachos bigadol. Obviously, there are thousands and thousands of details. But I think bigadol, we covered the basic principles of Chol HaMoed. Interestingly, the biggest kula in Chol HaMoed is Ochel Nefesh. Ochel Nefesh we permit even by Mechaveh Malach Tol HaMoed. All the other kulas in Chol HaMoed have certain limitations. Even Dover HaOved, is not permitted if it's mechavein malach to lemoed. Okay, gentlemen, I want to wish you a good yontif. I'd like to pick up on Monday, maybe. And when does yeshiva officially begin? Do you guys know?
I want to read you all my
I have no idea. Usually they give like a travel day after Pesach. To begin, but I'd like to, if possible, begin Shi'urim on Monday. Yes, I don't know if I'll be able to do Friday. Friday is like I'm changing over day. Maybe Sunday. Maybe we'd be able to do Shi'ur Sunday morning. Okay, we could try Sunday morning to have like a Shi'ur about Sfiras HaOmer on Sunday. That works? Okay, we'll try for Sunday morning a Shi'ur about Sfiras HaOmer. And then again, we have to figure out what we'll be learning until the end of the Zman. Think about it and get back to me. Okay, guys, have a great Yontiv. Moadim v'simcha, Chag Sameach, keep the faith and everything like that. Okay, take care. 3,000.